Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome. I am Tammy Adams, here on Karma Talk Radio, talking to your angels and spirit guides, directing you towards the truth of your path. And today, we are talking about preparing for new beginnings. Now, today excites me, and welcome everyone over here on Facebook Live, which excites me because I'm doing a little bit of a different twist today, where it's just a special that I'm doing just for New Year's. And what it is I'm trying to see how much I can benefit all of you, how much I can give you guys information and get you guys to interact so that you can transform your lives. Because the reason why I do radio, the reason why I do this is so that I can benefit so many of you out there, helping you to have the knowledge, the knowing of where you need to turn and how you can change and transform your lives for a better life today. So welcome. It is wonderful to be here. And if you really want me to continue doing this, please don't forget to definitely share this with your friends and definitely like this on Facebook and on my Instagram and all my social media sites. Go to Ask Tammy Adams and you will be able to find me on Facebook. You'll be able to find me on Life Purpose. You'll be able to find me on Twitter. Connect with me. Oh, and those likes, I like that. That's really, 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 really wonderful. It excites me to see that. That makes me very excited. I'm not used to doing it, but it looks fun. So I love being here to talk to all of you. But today, see, today's show to me is exciting and very filled with purpose, filled with a reason, filled with so much information to benefit you and to benefit all of you who are listening on the radio today. We allow ourselves to go through the year, right? We're going through the year. We're preparing, we're getting ourselves organized, and we're like, oh, okay, you know, now comes spring, now comes summer, now comes fall, there's the end. 2017, and I've talked about this several times, whether it was on Facebook, whether it was on Twitter, whether it was in a lecture that I've done, whether it was several once a week on the radio, whatever it may be, I have talked about time after time how 2017 is the year and was the year of manifestation. 2018 is completely different, and we're going to talk about that in the show today. For those who want to call in, don't hesitate. You guys can call in at 657-383-0285. So if you want to call in and you have a question, there's something you're trying to understand about what is the 2018 have in store for you, do not hesitate to call 657-383-0285. Now, for those who are trying to come into this year of 2018 with open minds, open hearts, and truly being prepared with your chakras and point levels in your body, one thing that I have to express, first things first, what did you accomplish in 2017? What doors did you open? What did you leave unfinished? What do you feel like you've accomplished in your life in 2017? For those who have such beautiful stories to share, please don't hesitate to share those stories with me so then I can talk to other people and share your stories with others and help inspire them. We need inspiration. We need inspiration so that people can continue allowing themselves to realize how we can be transformed. Doors can open. People do have happy endings, whether it's your soulmate, whether it's a career path, whether it's finances, whether it's health, whatever the story may be, share with me and connect with me. Go to my website, asktammyadams.com. Share your stories. I would love to hear them. Okay, so for those who have not accomplished very much, what do you feel like you have failed to do in 2017? Many of us allow ourselves to become blocked. We become blocked, and I talk about this very, very, very often. We allow ourselves to become blocked because of other people's karma. What is the name of the show? Karma Talk. Karma Talk means talking about karma. What is blocking us? What is stopping us from moving forward? What doors are we keeping closed with inside of ourselves? What chakras are stuck? whether it's your third eye, whether it's your voice, whether it's your heart, maybe it's your solar plexus, maybe it's your sacral, maybe it's your connection with your guardian angels and with God. What is keeping closed? What doors are keeping you stuck and unable to move forward? You don't want that. What you want is you want to allow yourself to receive the blessings that are supposed to be coming forward. What are the blessings that are coming forward? Number one, people are talking. Hi, Candace. Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful to see you. And what can I say? I'm a charmer. Oh, Tom, hi, how are you? I'm not sure if I know you or not, but hi, welcome. So many things. And Chelsea, hey, how are you? Welcome, everyone that's here. If you guys have questions, don't hesitate to ask me, and I'll try to pay attention. But there's a lot of information I want to get through really quickly. So 2017 was the year of manifestation. 2018, very huge year. Okay, I was just on 93.1 talking about what is 2018 have in store for us. The thing is it was such a short moment to be able to express what's going on, and they really didn't ask me the questions that needed to be asked, which was, what does 2018 have in store for us? We talked a lot about God, which made me very happy, obviously. We talked about, you know, a little bit about government and other things that are important, which are good, great points. But we did not talk about the most important subject, which is, what does 2018 have in store for us? And 2018 is a year of prosperity. This is a year of money, a year of movement. And if you're ready to allow yourself to receive financial success and prosperity, Time is now. It is absolutely going to be amazing, like literally going to be amazing. For you who are sitting here online, and I'm going to answer your call in a moment for those who are calling in, I'm telling you, this is going to be an amazing year for finances. Tell your friends so that they can join in right now so that we can make for sure to let them know this information, because to me, this is very valuable. People ask me, whenever they find out what I do, or whether it's a client, or whether it's in the lecture, whatever it may be, what is this year going to be? What is this year about? And so many people, they're always setting up appointments right before the end of the year, or right at the beginning of the new year. Please, Tammy, talk to me. What is 2018 supposed to be about? 2018 is a year of prosperity. It's a year of accomplishment. It's a year of being able to sustain an accomplishment career-wise, purpose-wise, really making the movement that needs to be made. But it's also the year of love. For those who have success, for those who have whatever their dreams are financially and career-wise, and that's settled, it's also a year of complete love. Now, you can sit there and you can be sitting there and saying, Tammy, what does that mean? I don't understand. How can you say it could be both? Well, I've studied many different things in life. I've studied numerology. I've studied tarot cards. I've studied dream interpretations. I studied many different methods of healing and metaphysics, understanding so that I could be the best teacher, the best radio host, the best lecture person, the best healer that a person can truly be, so that I can make for sure to give everything that I can give to you right now, not later, but now. So when I worked and I've studied all these different type of numerology, dream interpretations, astrology, learning about the planets, and I've come to find that 2018 means, when you look at all the different energy that's coming into this year, it literally means a year of prosperity. It does mean that. But then when I talk to the angels, and the angels tell me a completely different story, and they're telling me that it's a year of love. It's a year of passion, a year of celebration, a year of renewal, a year of peace. And for many people, they're like, how can it be a year of peace when we hear about Korea and we hear about all this negativity and we hear about the drama and we hear about the possible going into World War III and all this negative stuff? And I know that, but the angels are never wrong, never, ever, ever wrong. What they are doing is they're creating movement energetically, and our guardian angels are trying to help us to allow ourselves to become awakened once again so that we can become aware and so we can learn to listen. We don't listen. Why don't we listen? Because we're too focused on listening to the negativity instead of listening to the positive. If you want to transform your life, if you, Candace, You, Tom, every one of you, Chelsea, Shauna, every person wants to transform their life. The only way that that's going to happen is if you begin to focus on listening to what it is your guardian angels are guiding you towards. What doors are they advising you to open? What doors are they advising you to close? What blockages are you holding on to that are stopping you from moving forward? Okay, let me take this call.
Hi, you're on the phone. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd love. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you clearly.
Well, first I want to thank you for the show. And
my
name
is
Linda.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love being here.
Thank you. I'm in Atlanta, and I'd like to know what 2018 has in store for me. I've been on disability for years. I've been on a very up and down spiritual path for the last 5 years, gone to India, did several things, and a lot has cleared out in my life.
I have to say I'm proud of you for doing the things that you've already done. And what is your name?
Linda.
Linda. Okay. So as you're talking and I'm connecting with you energetically, I can tell you 2018 – the main message from your guardian angel that I can sense right now as we're on the phone, connecting with each other live, is literally that she's saying that you need to focus mainly on your health. I know that's not your question, and I'm not, you know, we don't always receive the answers we want to hear, you know, but your health is priority, your guardian angel said. And then second, she said during the time of spring, there's going to be huge amounts of movement, but the movement in spring is going to be related towards more about stuff that has to do with matters of heart. You having passion, you having success, really allowing yourself to have movement in the area of love. Not until the spring, though. So when spring comes forward, Linda, that's when love is going to be starting to take place. Now, I don't know if you heard me earlier that 2018 already is a year of success.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is in regards towards the year being about finances and prosperity and being able to really have sustainability, the only way that that's going to happen, and I talk about this quite often because in my opinion, I think this is something we should do as a daily practice in our lives. Write down your daily intention. Today I'm going to say hello to three strangers and inspire them in their day today. Today I'm going to write one chapter in the book that I'm writing. Today I'm going to release the frustration I had towards my mother. You know, do something, and I'm just giving silly examples, but do something that's going to help to continue moving forward that energy, but also focus on manifesting. I'm manifesting that January is going to be a time of bringing forward, you know, a couple $1,000 extra that I need. Whatever it may be, bring that energy forward, because 2018 is a year of money. But for you personally, your guardian angel said she wants you focusing on your health, and she wants you understanding that springtime is the time of love. Now, in regards towards love, do you realize that you need to start allowing yourself to be more open so you can receive?
Yes, I know that because I've been blocked off since 2009.
As we are talking on the phone and as we're communicating right now, she's expressing very clearly to me that you're not allowing yourself to be receiving. So that's why I had that statement and said that very, you know, clearly. She wants you to focus on allowing yourself to be open because your heart chakra seems to be really blocked. As I'm on the phone with you, I can feel like my heart seems to be aching and it's closing, like it has a cramp in it, which means that your heart chakra is blocked off. So what needs to be done is you need to allow yourself to go through meditation. Now, you went to India, you went to places of spiritual, just really awesome spiritual places. Focus on bringing forward that knowledge, that memory of what it was that you were taught before, and start focusing on really cleaning up the karma, some of the blockages, work on the chakras, do something to help to move that. And then if you can't, then contact me and connect with me so that, you know, I can do further work if you're interested in doing that. If not, you know, keep listening. There's a lot of things that I have. You can go to my newsletter. I have constant information which is out there, so you can be able to help yourself for free, or even tiny little classes you can take which will be able to change the vibration around you as well, Linda. Because your heart chakra, that's the most important thing, and that's also why you have blockages with your health, is because the heart chakra being closed, so it's creating issues right here with your heart. It's kind of like, mm-hmm. Have you heard of that, how if your heart's, you know, wherever you have issues and wherever you have blockages with your chakras, and that'll create an issue with your health? Do you guys know how that works? I don't know if you guys know how that works.
I'm not familiar. I mean, I know that things manifest. I mean, the cells of our bodies are holding things in and there are blockages, but I didn't know about the heart itself, no?
Yes. Okay. So there's some stuff that's going on energetically, and I don't think it's your physical heart. I think it's more anxiety and stuff that has to do with more of pressure. You know, I don't think like you have a heart disease or heart issues. It's more just because the energy is so blocked right there that it's creating anxiety and pressure in your chest. So what she said is when you start working on changing that, it'll change your circumstances huge.
Okay.
It'll be wonderful.
All right, well, I will navigate your site.
2018 looks like a really beautiful year. I am telling you, and I am not trying to make you feel good, because I'm very honest, and people that know me know that I'm very, very straightforward and say it the way it is. It looks like an amazing year.
Great, great. I feel like this is going to be a major breakthrough, so...
mainly about, like your guardian angel said just now, I know there's other people trying to call. Mainly it's in regards towards the situation where you're releasing and forgiving stuff with your mom. So it has a lot to do with a lot of healing. So that's supposed to be going on from now until spring. So next couple months, for 3 months.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. God bless. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, I'll put her back so she can listen. Okay, I know a lot of people are writing. I don't know. Hi, everyone. I don't know. Renee, St. Clair Root. Hi, Tammy. Hi. Amelia, hi. How are you? It's so beautiful to have you guys here. Someone was trying to ask about the phone number again, and the phone number is 6573-0285. And you guys, remember, if you guys enjoy this on FaceTime Live, then please like this. So I know that this is something that you guys are appreciative of, so I know that you guys are listening, and this is something you guys really, really want. Unless I know you guys want it, I'm not going to put more effort to keep being here. And I mean that in a nice way, not in the, you know, it's just, it takes a lot of organizing and preparing and stuff like that. 657-383-0285. Correct. That is the phone number. Thank you, Shauna. So let me know what you guys think, and then hopefully then we'll continue doing this, and it'll be wonderful, and it'll be really fun. So 2018. This is a very important subject also, and I have to talk about this just for a moment because I feel like I'm kind of running out of time. And yes, please give me hearts and whatever that is that everyone's poking and standing on the stage. I when I see that in the on the camera, that really excites me for all those who are on Facebook Live right now. And in regards towards the radio, for all those who are listening in, let me know what you want to talk about. I mean, I know that I listen to what the guardian angels have to say, and I'm always talking about what they're talking about. And the subjects are very significant and very powerful. But I do love to hear from the audience, because I am that kind of person who wants to hear from you. Do not hesitate to call me. Call if you want. Give us your opinion. If you don't have a computer, call us at 916-930-0781. 916-930-0781. Or go to my website, asktammyadams.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Then you'll be able to get all this other free information that I have. And then you can contact me and send in information or questions that you may have as well. But 2018, a lot of people don't talk about this. And to me, this is very, hi, Hi, Kim. How are you? My gosh, it's so beautiful to hear from you. How are you? Hopefully everything's going well and amazing. I love being able to hear. And the thing that's so wonderful about having Facebook is that I love being able to connect with people that I've known for so long. I love making a difference. I love being your teacher. I love giving you guys advice and guidance and information. It's just I have a very busy life. But even though I have a very busy life, the one thing that's wonderful is you guys can always have me available to you every single Wednesday at 6 p.m. And I'm very dedicated to doing the radio. So you guys know I'm always here. Always, 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 no matter where I am in the world, I'm here. So I want to talk about this for a moment. So I'm told that 2018 is supposed to be a year of love from the angels, but then I know for a fact that it's the year of being able to have true financial success and prosperity, major, huge amounts of success. It means business efficiency. That's an efficient year. It's a year of having efficiency, getting things done, no longer allowing ourselves to be blocked, no longer allowing ourselves to have things that are left undone. A to-do list that you have, get it done. Don't continue keeping that list lingering. One thing that I know we do well, and I am totally guilty of this as well, is we allow ourselves to not finish projects, whether it's something important or whether it's something that's not that significant. We don't finish projects. Why do we not finish those projects is something inside of us that's blocking us. It's something that's stopping us from moving forward. Don't let that be an issue in this year. Let this year be a year of efficiency. Let it be a year of accomplishment. Let it be the year that your guardian angel really is able to carry you and guide you. Yes, I'm feeling it in this year. Oh my gosh, it is going to be such a powerful year for all those who are really, truly. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier, and I have to talk about this just for a moment. I feel like I don't have a lot of time left. I was talking earlier about how there's a lot of stuff that's going on in regards towards war. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in regards towards politics. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in regards towards business and things that are going to be happening in regards towards the way the market's going to fall and then things are going to climb back up again. Just a lot of information that I have and that I know. And for those who are looking for that information, don't hesitate. Call. Don't make a mistake and think that I don't know the answer, because I do know the answers. It's just people don't realize that this year is a year where the angels and our guides are really trying to make for sure that we are transformed, that we are not stuck, that we are not continuing going in circular motion, and we are not going to allow negativity and blockages to come into our life. 2018, like I said, is a year of efficiency. Efficiency means what? Accomplishment. Making sure that we are being efficient, making sure that we are doing the things that need to be done. Here's the point that I was trying to get across a moment ago. Two. So you go to 2018. I wrote this down for everyone. Two means relationships. Zero means being whole. So we're being whole. So it's the year of relationships and being whole, being complete within ourselves, self-love, self-confidence, self-worth. One means self-determination, being self-determined. Without you being determined, without you having self-love, how is someone going to love you? Eight. Business, eternal accomplishment, absolute eternal happiness. It is all that together. This is the part to me feels like magic. You add all that together and it represents 11. And 11 is the most psychic, the most intuitive, the most powerful number a person can have. And that's the year we're in. That's the year that we're in. 11, absolute power. Absolute accomplishment. It is a master number. It is a year of complete awareness, of us connecting to our own intuition, of us connecting with the communication, the relationship with our guardian angels and our spirit guides. Whether you believe it or whether you don't believe it, I know it's a fact. Your guardian angels are real. My guardian angels are real. Every person has someone who is watching over them, whether they are someone who has been gone short time or whether they've been gone for a long time. That person is watching over you, trying to guide you, trying to give you information so that you can hear the messages. We don't hear the messages because we're too blocked. We let everything get in front of us and create this wall, this distance. Don't let yourself have distance. Don't allow things to create disruption in your space. Focus on raising your vibration. Focus on meditation. Focus on writing down a daily manifestation for yourself. Really understand that when I say that blessings and opportunities are coming in your, I'm promising. I know this is the truth. Why would the guardian angels give me information that is false? Okay, I know so many people are saying, yes, I'm feeling it this year. I know so many people are saying, oh, I'm so amazing. Thank you. Hi. Oh, I already gave you guys the number. Okay, so thank you for everyone who's here. For Chris, for Vanessa, everyone that's here, it's a blessing being able to have you guys here. Don't forget to like this so I can be able to continue doing this, and seeing how you guys are interested makes me excited and makes me continue to want to put effort to doing this. In regards towards Sheena. Hi, Sheena. How are you? My gosh, God bless you. Hopefully all you guys are doing beautiful and amazing. It is such a beautiful, and you know what? This year started off so beautiful. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the likes. I love hearts. And thumbs up. Those always make me excited. When you look at the way the year started, I felt this movement. I did a meditation. I did a prayer. Just like, hello, Sheena. I did a meditation. I did a prayer for there to be blessings, for there to be happiness, for there to be harmony and abundance for all the people that I work with, and for there to be complete success. And the guardian angels said very clearly, they said, Tammy, they said, now is the time of true accomplishment. Do not be shy. Do not hold back. Do not allow yourself to have anything that is going to stop you from moving forward. Now is the time for accomplishment. Now is the time for movement. Do not hesitate. Now, that message wasn't specifically to me in any way, shape, or form. That message was for me to give to you guys. It is the time for you to really, truly, I am telling you guys, everyone who is listening, you can, and just to let you know, if you missed the radio show, you can always go back to the radio show. You can always replay it. It's saved in archives. If you want to call in 657-383-0285. But, and then also on Facebook, welcome all the people who are here on Facebook. And if you guys want to continue, you know, having me do this, definitely like it and let me know that you guys are interested and are very appreciative of the time and being able to be here giving you guys this beautiful, beautiful daily message of the New Year blessing. But the guardian angels said, focus on meditation, focus on transforming the energy and getting rid of the blockages. They said, do not let yourself hold on to the energy of 2017. Push yourself forward. Get reconnected. Now, what I'd like to do before this show ends is I do not have my singing bowl, but I'd like to focus on doing a simple, beautiful, amazing manifestation and prayer. To all those who are here, for you to continue to walk in your walk, talk your talk, you are meant to in this world. For us to be able to allow ourselves to be connected with our guardian angels and our spirit guides so that this year can be filled with prosperity, for this year to be filled with love and passion and good health. For this year to continue to bring forward the blessings that our guardian angels and our creator God has in store for us to be able to fulfill our purpose and bring forward the success and the prosperity that is meant to be here. For all of you to walk your walk and talk your talk, to me, is more significant than anything that I can express. Because when we walk our walk and talk our talk, that means we are not allowing ourselves to hide. That means we are not allowing ourselves to be shy or to be closed off. I am going to be leaving. Shortly, I'm going to be doing lectures and going to Southern California to be doing other work. And then I am going to be going up to Northern California to do other work and lectures. And then I'm going back to New York, which is going to be coming up in the next few months again for those other people who are looking for the lectures that are in the East Coast, a lot of my East Coast clients. All of you, God bless. Until next time. I am Tammy Adams. It was wonderful being able to be here for all of you. I know there's a lot of callers, but I got to go. God bless. Bye-bye.